hello everyone. My name is Julia and I serve the Village in Education and Programming. And today we had one arrival, so one new villager joining our midst. And so Corky Searles from Lopez, welcome back. We're glad to have you here. And it is also a tradition at Hoogland to send those who are leaving tomorrow out with a blessing. So if you are heading out of the village, will you stand? All right. Let there be an opening into the quiet that lies beneath the chaos, where you find the peace you did not think possible, and see what shimmers within the storm. Go with peace. We are glad to have you with us, and we hope to have you soon return. My name is Mindy Roll. I serve the village in contributions and serve tonight as your preacher while Pastor Melinda is still on vacation. Serving with me tonight are David on piano, Emma, who will be reading. Rachel as our sacristan, Emma reading, and then Peter, who is here this week teaching faculty doing staff development around the Enneagram, will be presiding tonight. We are grateful for that, especially because I have a bad cold, and so you want to be receiving communion from him tonight. A few notes on tonight's service. You will need two things, the red hymnal and this blue book. If you did not get these, they are just right out there. You're welcome to go grab them. There will be communion as part of tonight's service. There will be instructions about communion right before it. It takes some instructions, but know for now that all are welcome to receive here at Holden Village, whether that's communion or a blessing. When we come to the Lord's Prayer in tonight's service, there will be two versions. The first is one that is uses expansive language, and the second is the traditional version. You're welcome to pick either of those, or if you have another version, or if you know it best in another language, you're welcome to say the version that you prefer. Same is true with the first hymn. We have great hymns tonight. They're sort of older, more traditional hymns that have more traditional language, so you are welcome to expand that language. The first one is, "This is my Father's world," so you're welcome to expand that to Creator, Maker, Mother, God, whatever you can make into two syllables, you're welcome to expand it. Finally, tonight there will be an offering. It will go to Hand in Hand in Immigration Service. If you do not have cash on you and you would like to make a gift, you can always make one at registration, and that will make its way to the offering. We begin on page 2. Come, come, O Christ, and stand in our midst, as you did stand in the midst of your disciples, and speak to us words of peace. Peace to each family, peace to each child, peace to each woman, to each person, to each man.
Peace to each family, peace to each child.
Peace to the creatures, peace to the nations.
Peace in our hearts, peace in our world.
Come, come, O Christ, and stand in our midst, as you did stand in the midst of your disciples, and speak to us words of peace.
Come.
Come to us from the heart of God.
Come to us from the garden of our beginnings.
Come to us from the center of this moment.
Come to us from the true depths of our soul.
Come, come, O Christ, and stand in our midst, as you did stand in the midst of your disciples, and speak to us words of peace. We begin with 824, "This is my Father's world," 824.
Thank you. continue on the bottom of page 3. Great creating spirit, from whom all life comes forth, here we gather again with bread and wine, seeking your presence, longing once more to be nourished, hungering for wholeness in our lives, for unity on earth, and for peace among the nations.
Here we gather with bread and with wine, but with more than bread and wine.
Here we gather with creation's elements all around us, with earth, air, fire, and water still expanding through the universe, with the glory of the sun, the whiteness of the moon, the glittering of heaven's lights off flowing waters.
Here we gather with bread and wine, but with more than bread and wine.
Here we gather with the firm fecundity of the earth, the growing and greening of trees, creatures of the day and night, birds of the air, all full of your glory, all bearers of your presence, all part of the great harmony that we long to touch and taste and become one with again.
Here we gather with bread and with wine, but with more than bread and wine.
So with everything that we see and sense around us, with visible and invisible energies that pulse with life, we join our souls in the song that vibrates throughout the whole of creation. Holy, holy, holy God, your presence fills all things. We continue with the reading.
A reading from Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. These are the words of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles, and to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. It said, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as you are able for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Dear Miss Manners, yesterday I witnessed something incredible, more than incredible. See, there is this guy standing on a corner, a street preacher type. He has kind of a reputation as the real deal. And we were standing pretty close to this makeshift hospital-type thing when this whole group of patients rushed out the front door, like 10 of them, clearly very sick people, and ran up to this preacher. They begged him to heal them, and the truly amazing thing is that he did. But here's where the story gets weird, Miss Manners. Here's why I am writing you a letter. This part bugs me. One of the guys turns around to say thank you, and this street preacher makes this huge passive-aggressive deal out of it. Like, "Weren't there 9 of you?" Even though the other nine were doing exactly what he told them to do, which was go and show themselves to a priest or something. So tell me, Miss Manners, why would this clearly amazing guy make such a big deal out of bad manners? Are good manners really the most important thing? What am I missing in this story? Signed, Stumped in Samaria. What are we missing in this story? It seems like there is one question that evokes universal dread here at Holden Village. It's an innocent question, one that I have asked many people many times, an easy way of getting to know what makes people tick. Here's the question. So, what's next for you? Some of the parents were laughing this week that it is the question that sends us, as Katie says, to anxious Zillow searches. Oh yeah, it reminds us, we need to have a plan, a future, a next thing. And it usually takes just one search result, because at Holden you can only get one, to slam the Zillow results on the computer shut and turn off the question. Enough of that. Because the slow work of dreaming and discerning, the gift of being here, can quickly turn to anxiety and dread, and that makes it hard to feel present. The mantra from the embodiment retreat a few weeks ago, the one echoed in our Jeremiah reading, learn to be here, slinks away. All from those five innocent words. So, what's next for you? Perhaps that question comes to you differently. What will you do in retirement? Or are you going to grad school? Or are y'all getting married? Or where will your family settle? What's next for you? What's next for you, and why does Jesus care so much about good manners? Those are the two questions before us this evening. And the answer to both, I think, is an apple. This past week, all of the school children went on a rather tasty field trip to Chelan to learn about apples. We started at the headquarters of Chelan Fresh, where we saw rows and rows of desks belonging to people answering phones from grocery stores and businesses all around the world putting in their order for apples. We then went to an apple orchard where we met several apple pickers who spend all day climbing up and down apple trees and picking ripe apples, these days in the cold, with pet dogs to keep them company. We met the manager of the orchard who, when John asked him what kept him up at night, told us that freezing nights do, knowing that an early frost can destroy a whole harvest. We met workers at a processing facility who remove leaves and oversee machines and tie up bags of apples, women who smiled shyly at the large eyes of the fascinated children in our group. We saw truckers leaving with huge boxes of fruit. When Paul in our group asked how many titles there are related to an apple, from research and development to marketing to sales to growing to cleaning to machinery to packaging to shipping to receiving to grocery stores, our host laughed. Too many to count, he said. All for an apple. And while there are many sermons perhaps about corporate growing practices and fair wages and carbon footprints and care for the earth, today I want us to listen to how an apple, this apple, speaks to those two questions. What's next for you? And why does Jesus care so much about good manners? David Stendel Rost is an Austrian Benedictine monk, a favorite of mine who has become well known for his writings on gratitude. He likens the soul to a bowl, and gratitude is the thing that most naturally fills that bowl. Joy, he says, happens when the bowl overflows, when we become intensely aware of the gift of our life. But joy, he says, is rare in a culture of affluence like ours, because just when we get to the place where the bowl is about to overflow, just as gratitude is brimming at the very top, we look sideways. Well, so-and-so has a nicer car, a bigger house, a more winning personality, more friends, a better job, more concrete plans about the future, more respect, or any number of mores. And instead of letting our bowl overflow into joy, we start looking
for a bigger bowl, which needs more to fill it. And joy, the overflow, never actually happens. And with more, we feel less, and gratitude slips away. And we become focused on the need for a bigger bowl, all the while confused about why our souls feel so empty. When was the last time you felt an embodied sense of joy, of gratitude? When did it last feel like your bowl was overflowing? Or as Jesus says, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise except this foreigner? Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. It wasn't manners that Jesus cared about, but the way that a grateful heart restores us, makes us well, and makes us whole. Did the other 9 go in search of a bigger bowl? I don't know. But Jesus is clear that while Jesus cured the Samaritan's ailments, it was his gratitude, the orientation of his heart, the returning of thanks that ultimately made him well. It's not manners that Jesus was calling out, but the healing power of gratitude, which isn't rocket science. When my children pray at night, they can go on for hours listing out all the things they are grateful for from that day. Friends and teachers and family and cooks and every single person they have come across that day, including often many of you, in addition to family and friends they miss and haven't seen that day. And listening to them and adding in my own changes me. And my bowl grows smaller, and gratitude comes more easily. So, what's next for you? I don't know, for you or for me. But what I do know is this apple. For it has been through countless hands to nourish you, to refresh you, to energize you, to comfort and charm you with its sweet taste, to ground you in this moment, in this place, in this village. Much like this bread and this wine. All of these invite us into the gift of this place, this community as it is tonight, which is enough. Because if we could learn to be here, if we could let our souls overflow with the gratitude of this place, then perhaps the next thing could be born of overflowing gratitude and not of anxiety about the future. And that is the gift, the good news we hear from the one who returned, whose new life was born out of the overflowing joy of his soul. So come and taste and smell and touch the God who calls you into your life here for a few days or a few years, and let your soul be filled to the brim and then filled some more with the gratitude of life here. And when someone asks you, so what's next? If you aren't quite ready to answer, if anxiety is calling the shots and not gratitude, just crunch into an apple and invite them to this feast. Thanks be to God, for it is a feast. Amen. Amen. We continue with hymn 879, For the Beauty of the Earth, 879.
Thank you.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory, O God. Your presence fills all things. Yet what have we done?
Creation marred by neglect and abuse.
Life forms torn forever out of the fabric of the universe.
Nature ravaged.
Wealth wasted.
Earth's community divided.
Nations at war.
Communities fractured.
Families broken.
The human soul sick and far from home.
Great creating spirit, hear our plea for mercy.
Hear our prayers for the earth.
God, who is rich in love, both forgives us and calls us. May you know both of those this night in the words of forgiveness and in the sharing of peace. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us greet one another with a sign of peace.
Is it gone, a sign of peace? Peter.
Worship continues on the Bible of page 6. Into our brokenness came the memory of wholeness.
Into our fear came the messenger of love.
Christ born among us.
One with us.
Child of heaven.
Son of mankind.
Bearer of forgiveness.
Healer of our nature.
Teacher of wisdom.
Prophet of peace.
Rejected by the religious.
Crucified by the state.
Companion of our soul.
Lover of the earth.
With his disciples at the table on the night of his arrest, Jesus blessed the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you." With his disciples at table on the night of his arrest, Jesus blessed the wine and said, "This is my lifeblood poured out for you." Come upon us with your spirit, O God, and upon this bread of the earth.
May it feed our longings for peace.
Come upon us with your spirit, O God, and upon this cup of unity.
May it set us free to love.
And as Jesus taught us, we pray.
Ground all being, Mother of life, Father of the universe, may we know your presence here, seeking your will upon earth. Grant all your creatures food for today and strength for our families. Pardon our falseness as we forgive those who are untrue to us. Do not forsake us in our need, but lead us to new birth. For the glory of life and the life of life are yours forever. Amen.
The gifts of heaven for the people of earth. The bread of life.
Amen.
Amen.
The cup of blessing.
Amen.
We invite forward our communion assistants. We'll have a brief word about how we do communion at Holden. So you are welcome to come up when you are ready. The first station will be gluten-free bread. The second one will be Peter with the bread. The next one is a common cup of wine. You are welcome to drink from it or to dip your bread in it. Or you can get a small cup. This is wine, this is grape juice, and you can put your cup here. For the last couple of weeks, we've had this very funny traffic jam where people get up and then we just stop and no one moves for several minutes. So if you have received, you might find a new way back to your chair so that we keep moving. Also, if you'd like to come forward for a blessing, you can come to Peter and he will do that. Come, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
page 10. Great creating spirit, who swept over the depths of the unknown to give birth to creation in all its splendor.
Great creation spirit, who conceived new life in the womb of Mary to give birth to the child of peace.
Great creating spirit, who hovers over the waters of the human soul today to give birth to healings and visions that have never been before.
Come to us as an earth community.
Come to us as nations of the world.
Grant us fullness.
Grant us healing.
Grant us together a new language that we may be one.
Our final song is Let All Things Now Living, 881.
Thank you.